So I heard there were two quite interactive, involved practice sessions since I was with you last night. And how was Halloween for everybody?
Awesome. Sweet.
Fun.
Sweet, sweet, and awesome. Spooky. Yeah. I said to the lady at the front desk, I think I'm going trick-or-treating. And she said, good luck out here. Isn't much going on out here. So yesterday, we had a shortened day. Today, so you know what our plan is. We will go from now until 1, when we will have a 1 hour lunch hour. So 1 to 2 is lunch. And then we will go from 2 to 5:30 with the training today, okay? So it's when the hours are changing, it's nice to know, well, this is exactly how we're doing it. So if you can get out and back to wherever you go for lunch today and be back on time, that would be great, because we're going to be doing some very active things today. So yesterday, what we did was we spent some time first finding out how you had been using all of what you learned in the first module. And we had some really interesting stories about how people are putting into place and their NLP skills. I like to do that because people go, oh, yeah, I did that too, but I wasn't thinking about, oh, that was using what I had been learning in this module. So it's nice to continually do that, to say to people, what have you been noticing? And you can do that with your colleagues and your friends here. So we started with that, and then we moved into the very specific way you ask questions to get outcomes with people, practicing backtracking, that skill that allows you not to paraphrase, but to feed back exactly what the other person has said to you. So that it's a great listening skill, because people know automatically you're with them when you are feeding back the words they said. And the other real benefit of backtracking, once in a while when you backtrack what someone has said, they go, oh, I didn't mean that. So when they hear it outside of their own head by somebody else, they go, oh, that wasn't what I intended to say, or that isn't what I meant. So it's a nice way for you to help somebody else clarify what they're thinking about. I, at the end of the day, showed you how we do, and I should change this, it's either collapsing or integrating anchors with a kinesthetic anchor. And I understand that some of you had some practice with it last night in practice session, and we are going to do much more with anchors. I said, this is our first attempt, because everybody doesn't respond in the same ways. So you might find someone like Sunny that is really easy to anchor because he immediately accesses the state, and all you have to do is assist him in holding it steady. You might find somebody else who has more trouble getting into their body, being fully associated to get a state. And you practiced accessing states last time with Larry, so you know that it's also going to be different for every state you might attempt to access. Some of you might go, well, it's really easy for me to step into joy, because I've had that experience a lot. Somebody else might say, I don't resonate with joy. It doesn't feel like something that's been a part of my life, so it's harder to get. And as you're here, you'll have more and more practice, and you'll notice what are the states that the internal emotional states I have ready access to and can just really call them up whenever I want them. And which ones are more difficult for me that I might want to work with and find out what it takes. Does it take listening to some music inside my head? Does it take adjusting my body? And what you're going to find as you play with NLP is adjusting your body is one of the best ways for you to be able to shift, because you'll have a different experience if your shoulders are sloped forward and you're looking down than if your shoulders are pushed back and your heart is open and your body is open like this and you're looking up. You have to have a different experience inside from that. So you'll learn how to use your body too, which is a lot of fun. And again, we're going to come back to anchoring over and over throughout this whole entire training, because it is something, if you want to do change processes, we often use anchors to hold the state steady. So the more practice you have with helping somebody else get into a state and anchoring it, the more you know how to do it yourself so you can get yourself in a state and anchor it, the more flexible you'll be with your using of NLP. So that's what we were doing yesterday. And I saw from the group as I came in today, you were practicing a bit more with the perceptual positions and actually stepping into them, which is very powerful. And the question came up, Diana was saying yesterday, so how do you do what you do and keep all the thoughts in your body, Susie? And I'm honestly stepping in and out of people regularly when I'm working with them. You might not see me do it, but I'm imagining what it would be like to be in somebody else's shoes. Actually, it's my favorite occupation in an airport. If you spend a lot of time traveling and you're bored, just prop yourself up against a post and watch people go by and imagine you're in that body. You'll get all kinds of interesting experiences out of doing that. No, you really will. And you'll never be bored in an airport again.
How do you tell that from hallucinating?
From hallucinating? Well, you can't tell, but the more you mold your, imagine your physiology is in the other, if something shifts inside you from what, yeah, then you go, oh, well, I'm feeling something different. Yeah, something just shifted.
Not what you think they might be. Okay, got it.
And I mean, it's different to just stand there and look at them and say, this is what I think, and as opposed to imagining you are them in that body, moving just one arm as you walk, you know, and the other one being, you go, oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. I hallucinate that I can tell what kind of physical problem somebody might have in their body according to when I put my body in there and I go, oh, something's out of kilter in the hips. It just, this part of that body doesn't feel right to me. So you do, the difference between hallucinating and actually getting some experience is when something shifts in you that I call it news of difference, Sebastian. So something's different in me when I imagine being them, then I go, well, I'm picking up something there. Yeah. And if you have the opportunity to check it out with somebody, then you can validate how accurate you are in your going other with people. So where are we going today? Well, I thought it would be good to start while you're fresh this morning and you're not busy digesting lunch or something like that or feeling fatigued. We're going to start right out with language patterns. So we're going to go to learning about this powerful set of language patterns called the meta model and in NLP. And so that you have a real clear understanding, because it's so powerful, of how language works. You're studying neurolinguistics as you're here. How does language, every word you say, have an impact? And some of you may have seen at the end of the day, a fellow came into the room that hadn't been here all day. He might come back as Nick LaForce. He's another NLP trainer who lives up in the Sacramento area. he popped in. He thought Tim and Chris would be here, and he went, "Oh, it's you, Susie. Okay, you and I haven't connected for a while. Let's get together." So we had a nice long chat, and he was saying he just read a research project about a study where if you said the same word to 20 different people, they would all have a different experience. Automatically have a different experience of that one word. So they're starting to study just you specific words and how we all interpret differently depending on the filters in our brain and our experience and what anchored responses we have within us. So, yes. He didn't, but he said he might pop back in tonight. So if he does, right?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Tony Robbins does that. He says, imagine a dog.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he'll ask everyone, like, what did you picture?
Right, what would dog, yeah. kind of dog?
Yeah. 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 Did you see the word dog? Yeah. Did you see, you know, well,
yeah. It's a dog. Yeah, because we do a lot of work in performance management, and we talk about that concept, well, and that's where the
story is. And what's nice is if somebody's actually doing a scientific study on it. I mean, we can validate it, we know, but when somebody does scientific studies and people believe it, yeah. So that's mostly what we're going to be doing today, and then we'll get back into anchoring. So I we'll start while you're fresh with the language patterns, and because we have quite a few to cover, we'll do part of them today. Then we'll do some more with anchoring, which is, again, really getting physically into your body. Then tomorrow we can come back to additional language patterns and more anchoring. So, given that that is what we will be covering today, learning about language, bless you. And what I do want to say is, at no point will you be tested on these words. That you're going to hear. Because when somebody says lack of referential index, you go, you don't have to know what those words mean. What's really important is that you begin to tune into what happens inside you when you hear certain things said by somebody else, and how can you help the person that said them have more clear pictures and sounds and feelings inside their body when they are thinking with certain words. So at no point do you have to be able to identify to be able to get through this course. Now, I'll tell you what the words are, just like predicates, so that you, when you read it in an NLP book somewhere, you go, predicates, oh yeah, I heard about that somewhere. What was that? Oh, those are sensory-based words. So that you can recognize them, but at no point is that, does that make a difference in how good an NLP practitioner you are? What's really important is, do you recognize them? Can you respond to them somehow? So that's what we're going to be doing. Find your groups. Let's see. Is there one resource? One missing? So, Lori? Lonnie's group will go with Damon to set intent. And I heard a lot of you talk. That was really exciting for me to hear how many people are using the idea of intent setting in your life. It can make a huge difference in almost every context. Just that you set your energy in a direction and let the universe attract to you what it is that you want. So we'll keep doing it, setting intent. It really is powerful. So find your group and go set intent for the day, and we'll come back and get started.